punch an old pillow? Or do you have a loud song that you can sing when you're angry? Here's some loud music which just sounds like it's saying, I'm angry. I'm very, very angry.
Future.
Yeah, wow, that's amazing. That sounds so much better than even the last recording that you were in last year with.
The one we did 30 years ago. Yeah, much better.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, you're tuned to Equalizing the Stored, and this is CIUT's Weekly Hardcore Punk Show. It's February 7th. My name's Steve.
I'm Rob.
Rob, you got to get in the... Hi, George.
Barry is now climbing the stairs.
Somewhere.
I've got my phone out in case he calls. I'm expecting his call.
And George is George Higdon of The Existers. You have an important show coming up this week.
Yeah, they're all important, but this one has a particular slant. I mean, it is I've never had a CD release party before. I feel like an ingenue. I feel like a debutante. So we're coming out to meet society.
I suppose, yeah. How it starts. So this, how long has this recording been in the works now? This is called Depreciation?
Depreciation.
And it'll be out next week.
It's out now. It's out now. Speaking, I mean, we're going to have to figure out how to get it out. You know, we're doing all the Amazon, all that kind of jazz and all those sorts of things. Really boring.
Yeah.
It's so boring. But now we have it. It's here from the factory.
Yeah.
So the factory has released it. And that's all that matters.
That's good. You've breaking it free of the factory. So how long did this take to mix, though? I mean,
it took
this was recorded last year, wasn't it?
Most of a year. Yeah, we ditched around for a while. You know, we did some work on it, and then we forgot about it for a while, and we were all doing things, and then we got back. You know, there was a sudden fervor, which motivated us to do some more work on it, and finally we finished it, and then we rode it around for a little while to find a few bucks to actually make it. And now we've made it.
Yeah.
But it is literally, if I may say, I don't mean to harp on it, but it is literally 30 years in the making. Because this is material that we wrote, performed. Oh, that must be Barry now.
There he is.
Hello?
This is the on-air conversation with George and Barry.
He's lost. Let's direct him. Where are you? Well, if you walk through to the archway, there's a door on your left with a push button thingy. Did you see the banner, the CIUT banner? Well, you don't want to go in the circle as you drive in off Harvard Street. Okay, I have to be conscious of dead air. We are actually on the air right now.
Yes,
maybe I should send down a scout for you. And
you want to go down? Yeah, we'll send somebody down.
We have a volunteer. There's somebody who's coming to your rescue. And then you just got to tackle those five flights of stairs and arrive here safely at the tower. The Tower of Power. Hello? I think he's hung up on me.
Okay.
I can blame him.
So the record's called Depreciation.
Depreciation, yeah.
The CD.
Yeah, I know that's a title that's weighted perhaps with a lot of potential semiotics, maybe, but it came out of a conversation that Barry and I had. We were both bemoaning the fact one day that whenever we bought a guitar in our lifetimes, contrary to the natural law of vintage guitar appreciation, we always invariably bought a guitar that depreciated in value, sometimes drastically.
Okay.
Really, really bad choices when it came to selecting guitars. That's been rectified just lately, actually, for the good. But it just occurred to us that might be the title for the album, because, of course, in 30 years, one's reputation can perhaps become appreciated, or it might even become depreciated. You never know.
Okay.
But we'll see.
It sounds like it's appreciated.
Well, we hope so. We like it.
I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Steve.
Thank you,
by the way, for all your help over the past couple of years with getting your name out there, like the MRR, et cetera. That's
Oh, no, it's my pleasure. That was
movement.
I was glad to be able to help by that. So
our history as a band, we always had we were a band that acquired people who were interested in hearing us play, and we played a lot in the day by word of mouth, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's strange meeting people these days who were around at the time who used to actually follow us. I'm so touched by that.
Yeah.
But I know they were there. We used to see them there. If I may say, too, I was thinking about this tonight. Just let me get it off my chest. You have to remember that in Toronto, punk lasted about 3 weeks. Huh?
Okay.
And you had to make a choice after the third week. Okay, I'm either in a punk band, and I'm going to plant the flag on Mount Punk and you know, hold my ground for the cause, or else I'm in a band and I'm going to move on. I'm going to explore.
Leave it behind.
Yeah, I'm going to play for the folks, and I'm going to explore. I'm going to try out new things on them. So we were always doing that. And I think it cost us, to some degree, a certain fan base, but at the same time, people are always coming on board who got it, you know?
Yeah. So
it sounds elegiac, doesn't it?
Well, it sounds, I mean, you know, like the idea of beating a new path kind of thing.
Well, it feels like, the strange thing is, as I said, the material on the album is all vintage material from that we used to play
that
at
era.
The time.
Yeah.
And we made the deliberate artistic and conscious decision to leave the lyrics as they were.
Yeah.
Even though they might make us blush now and then. This is the material as we played it back then, which was the time, of course, when we should have recorded the album.
Yeah.
But we finally got around to it, so we tried to recreate. Well, we didn't need to try to recreate. We simply couldn't help recreating the sound that we made together back then.
Yeah. The CD release party, it's happening on Saturday, right?
It's happening...
this coming Saturday?
This coming Saturday, the 13th, Valentine's Eve, at the wonderful, lustrous...
Smiling Buddha,
yeah.
And what's the address there?
961 College, but it's on College, just west of Dovercourt. Can't miss it.
And I think there's some special guests to announce, is that right?
Barry, you take
yeah,
a
we're
I'm
very
out of breath
lucky
already.
We got from 04, we have the amazing Zero. And she's got a song for us that hasn't been released before. It's been one of the ones they used to play, but they never recorded, I don't think.
Okay.
So, she just sort of sent us some basement tapes. We got that. And then from The Curse, none other than Patsy Poison and Mickey Skin.
I'm excited by both of these special guests. So they're going to join you on stage? And
We're going to do their songs, yeah. We're going to do a song or two with each of them.
It's about time we heard from The Curse.
Yeah.
You know, it's more than enough time we heard from The Curse. It's about bloody time.
Yeah, for sure.
I tried to get them all back together, but, you know, it's the old rock and roll story. There was no way.
Well, yeah. Some at a time. A few at a time, hopefully.
Yeah.
And then maybe, who knows? Fingers crossed.
They'll have their other band. What was the Passion Takes the Blame band? I can't even remember what they were called, but they had that other group. It's more girlish.
Yeah.
Pop. So it was a big. That's when, you know, they didn't have Mickey. When they had Mickey there, there's no girlishness. Mayhem, Hot Dogs.
There's a woman in it.
Yeah.
We opened with a Future Shock, by the way.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah.
Very classy.
I'm really happy with that one because it was such a guitar song. And then, you know, we went into the studio the first time. Did you tell them this already?
No. Nope.
We lost our mind. We went into the studio for the very first time.
He
we had no
too.
Clue. Some guy had a mini Moog. We're going, yeah, you know, so this is the version that I really wanted to do.
But it sounds, that version sounds really big. And I was thinking that the Who, I think, played at the Super Bowl today or something.
I saw that.
Yeah, they
and
did.
I didn't
actually
get to see it, but
I had a shekel or two on whether they'd play Won't Get Fooled Again.
But some of the organ part in there reminded me of some of that early Who material.
Well, organ
you
is
know?
Organ. Organ is organ, you know?
I suppose, yeah.
If you play it with a wah, especially, it's really organ. But, you know, I saw the Who. I luckily just landed on them when I was flipping by. And they're still a good band, but they should be playing the Smiling Buddha. They should be playing little clubs again.
Yeah.
Because the whole Super Bowl, it was ridiculous, let's face it.
Yeah, about 100-yard stage.
Usually
they always have that phony crowd that jump around, like, you know, the paid crowd, but this time they just had this massive...
I don't mean to slag them, but it was... Guys, it was ridiculous. Come on, get with the program, you know.
Yeah,
the audience was singing
along,
knew every
already.
Word, so you know they nailed their demographics of, you know, who can afford tickets to a Super Bowl game. Well,
yeah.
Yeah.
Can you tell me about what some of the songs are that are on this release? Because I think people would be interested to know.
Well,
that,
we
like,
did
songs like Telex Love are on here, right?
Telex Love and Spadina. We originally recorded on our only disc so far, the 45, but we re-recorded it for our purposes here because we, as Barry was alluding, we thought. Those sessions kind of got away with us, those original sessions. There were so many toys around, we wanted to use them all.
Yeah, I was using a Vox 12 string instead
Vox
of my normal
string.
Guitar, so that's
I'd
why
defy
it's like
anyone
this thin.
To try and play it.
Yeah, I think I sprained my wrist playing the thing. But, you know, Brian Jones had one, and it was white and octagon. It was just so
teardrape.
Cool.
Yeah, teardrop shaped. Yeah.
But, we lost it.
Well, there's more than just the three songs that we've talked about. This is a 10-song.
It's a 10-song.
Yeah,
CD,
we
right?
played a song called Lena, because I was a big fan of Lena Lovitch.
Ah, okay.
And so
I was wondering if that was about her.
Yeah, so we took a live song that we did at the Horseshoe about a year ago.
That is one of two live tracks on the album from the Horseshoe, our last show at the Horseshoe, yeah.
And so we stuck them on there, and Dennis just ran around, you know, in about a 15-minute period there with one of those little giz, whatever those little studios are, and as many mics as he could, and just hooked it up, and we were happy enough with the sound, so.
Yeah, yeah.
It worked out well.
I didn't even realize it was live. Yeah. That's great. Never Think Big?
Yeah, Never Think Big was
That's one of my favorites off this.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I like it a lot. We played it last week, actually.
Oh, cool. Well, that was actually written, that was probably the last song I wrote for the Toys. Which is the punk band I was in
yep.
in 77. And, but our singer,
which predated the
Baby Existence. Oil, was in. Yeah, and we dedicated the whole thing to it. Well, Baby Oil was also in The Existers, too.
Yeah, so you kind of morphed into...
Yeah, it was a bit of a morphing with George. And Dennis, we just sort of dragged him along. And so I had that song, and it was my somewhat political. I mean, it's my 20-year-old brain being political. But, you know, and also at the same time just being sort of sarcastic.
Just being a brat.
Being a brat, yeah, whatever. And getting to play really heavy chords.
And another great song on here is Cake.
Yeah. Yeah, that was, the secret song to The Secret Love, and, which all exploded, the usual thing. But, got a good song out of it anyway. And I always like that George's guitar riff in there, that sort of, that sort of gives it that haunting, Existerish sound. You know, we always take that powerful rhythm, and then we like to put a weird lead over it, and that kind of defined us.
Yeah, yeah, that's for sure. We should play another song.
Do you want to lay it on the folks? What do you think? Cake or... why don't we do one of mine?
Okay, do talk about it.
Sure, why not? Okay.
Yeah?
I could play another one before we're through. Okay.
At least one more.
As long as you share your magic flask with me, George,
dips.
We're fine.
Okay, here we go. This is I Don't Want to Talk About It.
Yeah.
Talk about it.
Nah.
But I want you to. What's the song about?
All right, George.
Oh, God. It's about... Well, it's about relationships, I guess. I don't... Who remembers anymore?
okay.
I was amazed that I could recover the lyrics in my head. An amazing feat in itself.
How did you guys figure out which songs we're going to record for this, for Depreciation?
It came as kind of organic. We got together. We had to get together to do a show because we promised right here on CIUT to do a radio concert, which was a disaster. But that's another story.
I had fun.
But it was fun, yeah. So we tried out some stuff that we sort of recalled in rehearsal, and the stuff that gelled, we just kept. It just stayed around.
Yeah. I think it was a lot of the earlier stuff.
A lot of the earlier stuff, yeah.
Yeah, just when it was very heavier, you know, and more guitar play was going on and stuff, and that sort of turned our crank in our 50s now.
Was there any songs that you left out that you wanted?
Yeah. We had a pseudo reggae song that everybody liked, but we played it to death, and we had recorded it once for somebody's course, you know, like learn to be a record engineer or something.
And an ultra punk song.
Yeah, and I Want a Gun, which I tried to burn tonight, but I couldn't get. I was gonna bring it down to surprise you guys. It's one of George's songs. It's really buggy. I love that song, but you wouldn't.
I loathe it. Absolutely. I loathe it.
So someone didn't feel like
it. Oh, my heart.
We just didn't force it. And then there was a couple we tried. They didn't feel right. They were very much oriented towards later on when we had Chip Yarwood in the band. There was a lot of keyboards and saxophone and stuff going on because we lasted till like 81.
Yeah.
So we were experimenting with all kinds of stuff. It sort of lost our focus, but we were having fun. But it was a real mixture of styles, and it didn't seem to feel right, or it felt empty, or it didn't feel right without Chip. So we didn't do this.
Okay. Is there? Have you self-released this? Is this self-released? Because it's on a label here called Built Right.
Yeah, it's
is that you guys?
Through Built Right, which is a cottage craft label, but it's, you know, it's got a UPS code, so it's
it
legit.
Does?
We can sell it on Amazon.
The whole deal.
So it is semi self-produced, self-released, I guess.
Semi.
Semi-self-released. It sounds dangerous.
We haven't really got it organized yet, but yeah, we stuck it on George's label, and we got a barcode and grab.
Yeah, we can do stuff through Built Right, and I want to do stuff. I want to sell this record. I like it. I want to make $1 million, don't you?
I'm just happy to have a little package in my hand finally. It took, you know, 10 hours to record it, and about a year to get our act together to actually get this box.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Usual story.
Yeah, yeah.
It's out though.
Yeah.
And it looks great.
There, yeah.
It looks great. What do you want? We should play something else.
I'd like to hear
Cake
on the radio. That would be great for me.
All right, let's go. This is The Existors with the song Cake.
I want to be near you. I want to hold you.
was the song Cake by The Existors. There's a dedication in here to Stephen Stanford Hall.
Yeah, and that's Baby Oil, who was a good buddy of mine from about 12 years old, and we were in plays together and stuff, and then we both were crazy fans of glam rock and the Roxy and the usual path to destruction. And
that really gelled when Steve came in.
Absolutely, yeah. We had, this a communist French dude playing bass, and I am the best in the band, Barry. You guys are terrible. I am the best.
We must keep Barry frustrated so that he can write great songs.
Yeah, so I was happy when he was deported. So when Baby Oil came in, it just gave, I mean, the look was better, and, and locking him up with a bass and the way he just moved on stage, and it gave us like a real trained bottom end sound to the whole thing. So I just wanted to mention we also have Baby Oil's widow is going to be singing with us too, one of the songs. So,
nice.
Yeah,
I want to get this off my chest. I want to remind people that when they come to the Smiling Buddha on Saturday night, first of all, $10 gets you in and also gets you a copy of the CD. Deal.
Yeah, that's a great deal.
However, this is no showcase, okay, folks? We're going to play all night. It's a good old-fashioned Existor show where we just play all night. We're going to play some sets. Just play. That's what...
it's a party.
That's what we do.
Yeah, and we have no fear of being record execs being there because they never were before.
They're welcome like everybody else.
Yeah. So, it just should be a blast, and that's the idea, just have a party, and I mean, look, we've got all these guests coming up, so it's going to be crazy. I can't wait to put a microphone in the godmother of punk, Mickey Skin's hands. That'll be something else.
That's going to be amazing.
Yeah, and Patsy in Zero Ontario, it'll be, yeah.
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 Of course, it's going to be.
The stage is the size of this table right here, which is quite,
I asked you when I got here, do you have a copy of Shushan Boy?
I don't.
I do.
Do you have it with you?
No.
Oh, ouch. Well.
Yeah, we should have, but okay. Yeah. Well, you know what? They'll be playing it live, so when we
come, right.
So it'll be great.
So that's 6 days from today, at the Smiling Buddha. And what do you want to take? You want to go out with something?
Enchanted Cottage, please. This was recorded live at the Horseshoe, summer of 08.
Here we go.
Hey, thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Stephen. Yeah.
Thank you.
If everywhere you went, people never would get off it. How's the time? Ain't it bad? Our listeners want your point of view. But you know that that's just bullshit, and I know it's bullshit too. Come, baby, come. Let me guide you through the forest. Down these paths, past spirits, do you see them? If I had a guitar and a million amps of wattage, you would come, baby, come inside my enchanted cottage. And the hopeless, for the stupid and the vain, for the idiocy of power, always keeping things the same, for the ones we left behind us on the battlefields of Mars, for the whole bloody species ever growing, ever stars. Come, go, let me guide you through the forest. Down these paths, past spirits, do you see them? If I had guitar and a million amps of wattage, you would come, baby, come inside my enchanted cottage.
This is CIUT 89.5 FM, the University of Toronto Community Radio Station. Available across Canada on Star Choice National Satellite Service Channel 826 and broadcasting worldwide at www.ciut.fm.
Good evening, and as that station ID said, you were listening to CIUT 89.5 FM. This is Equalize and Distort. Stacey Everett Pybus on the air with my man Rob in the studio in front of me. Where are you? Say that again, Rob.
I'm right here.
Okay, I can't hear another. Try a different microphone.
Hello.
There we go.
There we go.
Okay, so we're going to play some more tunes for you. I got a set of some newer hardcore bands that have been in and around the city over the past year. One of them playing a show coming up on March 15th. This is the band Naysayer.
Thinking about everything, cause I can't fucking sleep. Your voice is cut to me.
And that was, that's so funny. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Rob? Oh, okay, it's weird. I think me talking right now sounds the exact same volume as what I have in my earphones, so I just can't hear myself at all. Very odd. Okay, that was Another Breath with the song Dogtown off their new record, The God Complex from Panic Records. We started that set off with Naysayer with the song Peace of Mind from the No Remorse EP from Reaper Records. Again, they're playing here on March 15th. Excuse me, I'm reading what you just clicked on. And then we have the song My Declaration by The Effort, which came off the record Iconoclasm on Words of War Records. Inside and Out, Darcy's laughing his ass off. By Mother of Mercy off the record 3 from 6 Feet Records. And then a local band called Uplift with the song Pedestals off their recently released self-released demo. And there we go.
There we go.
Now I can hear you, Rob.
Okay.
Okay. So Darcy's got a set of stuff coming up. Do you have any questions, Rob?
Yeah, I was asking that Another Breath. Did that show already happen?
Yeah, that happened about a month ago.
Was it that
long
ago?
Yeah, it was a little, actually maybe about 2 weeks ago or three weeks ago at Siesta Nouveau. So you missed out, but they do come back every 3 years. So you'll see them again in 3 years. So I don't think they're really a full-time band. But when they do, I guess, go on tours, they always stop in Toronto.
Okay.
It seems every record they put they've stopped here to
Where
play.
Are they from?
They're from Rochester, I believe.
Okay.
Syracuse or Rochester, somewhere in the upstate New York area.
Cool.
So, okay, I'm going to pass it over to Darcy. He's got some stuff to play for you.
All right, so the first thing we're listening to is a real treat, at least I think it is. A little while ago, Ron Ashton died, which is terrible. So we've got a little Stooges Iggy Pop homage here. I mean, I know it's been a little while. It's not like, you know, the day after or anything. But I don't know. For some reason, it came up in conversation with a friend of mine, and I was just thinking about Iggy Pop all the time. So I'm actually not going to play any Iggy Pop, which is kind of funny. But what we're going to listen to here is first is a local band, Cursed, doing on the 7-inch for Hell Comes Home. They did on the B-side. They've got a cover of a song I think you'll recognize if you're a fan of Iggy Pop and the Stooges. And right after that, we're going to listen to the Murder City Devils, an amazing rock and roll band from Seattle. They broke up in 2001. They're doing a couple reunion shows. I'm seeing them in Philadelphia on Friday, but they actually do this great song called Broken Glass, all about Iggy Pop. And anyway, it's all about how much he loves the sound of him rolling in broken glass. Anyway, this is first we're going to listen to Cursed, and then the Murder City Devils with a little special homage to Iggy and the Stooges. Fire. and that was cursed with a fantastic cover, at least in my opinion, of my brain just stopped working. Iggy Pop and the Stooges are Search and Destroy. I don't know. Search and Destroy. Yeah, so it's the B-side of the Hell Comes Home 7-inch that they put out 3-4 years ago. Awesome song. I love the end. It's sort of channeling Iggy with all the screaming and the wailing of... I don't know. It's fantastic. Anyway, the next thing we're going to hear is, as mentioned earlier, the Murder City Devils, one of my all-time favorite bands that I grew up on a lot, which is why I'm making the big trek down to Philly to see one of their reunion shows. But this is their homage to Iggy and the Stooges song just called Broken Glass. And if you pay attention to the lyrics, it's like, it's there's no metaphor, there's nothing. It's like it's just straight up Iggy. Is like it's just declaring his love for what he calls the greatest rock and roll band in the world. Anyway, it's Broken Glass by the Murder City Devils. And that was the Murder City Devils with Broken Glass off of a record they called Empty Bottles and Broken Hearts. Next up, we're listening to, we got Rob here with some show listings of things coming up. So get a pen and paper ready. And, what's happening?
Or you can check online at equalizingxdistort.blogspot.com. So this coming Friday, February the 12th at the Poor Alex at 772 Dundas Street West. It is going to be Death Threat with Trapped Under Ice, Revenge, Plus Minus, and Fortune Teller. The next day, the 13th at the Smiling Buddha, which is at College in Dovercourt, it'll be the Existors, and who we were just speaking to at the beginning of the show, and it's their CD release party. With Mickey Skin from The Curse and Zero from 04, and as they mentioned,
and the Widow from Baby Oil.
Okay, the Widow from Baby Oil is also
Baby Oil.
Baby Oil. Ah, okay. And as George mentioned, the show is going to be $10, and it comes with a CD, the new CD that is called Depreciation. The next same night at the Opera House, it is The Residents. And then also next Sunday, we're going to be having an interview with the old Toronto hardcore band Sons of Ishmael, which we did earlier today, and it's a pre-recorded interview, so we're going to be playing that next Sunday. Sunday the 14th on Valentine's Day. So if you're single and you've got nothing to do, then tune in and listen to that interview because it's going to be awesome. 21st of February at the legendary Horseshoe Tavern, it is the Queers playing with Off With Their Heads. Monday, February 22nd at Wrong Bar, it is Leatherface, Yesterday's Ring, Lemuria, Sinking Ships, and Summer of 92. The 27th of February, which is a Saturday at Mitzi's Sister out in Parkdale, it is The Action playing, and they are from Ottawa, an old first wave punk band. Sunday, March 7th, we're going to be interviewing Wayne Brown of The Fits. And after that, we've got the Cameron on March the 9th, Wayne Brown is doing a DVD release show. Monday, March 15th, at Siesta Nouveau, it's going to be Steel Nation, Naysayer, In Time, featuring our co-host, Ed.
Yeah.
On vocals. He's going to be rocking out. And Desperate Times is also playing. And then March 20th, also at Siesta, it is Duress from Chicago, Urban Blight, Purity Control, and Total Trash.
We're playing the Total Trash demo later tonight.
Yes, Total Trash demo.
Tonight's demo feature,
yeah, exactly. And then March 26th at the Queen Elizabeth Theater, it is Henry Rollins doing a spoken word show. The 27th of March, which is a Sunday, at the Horseshoe, the Black Lips are playing with Demon's Claw and the Box Elders.
Two nights. The 28th, Saturday and Sunday.
Oh yeah, that's right. So that should be a good show. Then we're going all the way out into May the 14th at the Phoenix. It is Screeching Weasel with the Roman Line. And then the next night at the Mod Club, Ben Weasel's other band, the Riverdales, is playing with the Varsity Weirdos and the Creeps. So that's it for the show listings. If you have a show coming up, or if you know of a show that you didn't hear about, then send us an email. What's the email again? EqualizingXDistort. Oh, there it is. EqualizingXDistort at CIUTFM. You can also send us an email through MySpace. Yeah, and so we're all over the internet, and it is back to Steve.
All right, we're going to try and play some vinyl if the turntables are cooperating.
Hopefully.
Fingers crossed. We've been talking bits and pieces throughout later part of last year about a video that was coming out called on the early Chicago punk scene called You Weren't There. And it is now out, and there was a limited edition comp that came with the DVD. We're going to try and hear a song off this, starting with a band called Tutu and the Pirates. They were an early Chicago band from 1977, and they wrote a song called Wham Bam Son of Sam.
A
Well, as you notice there from the paltry volume of that LP playing, we are experiencing some technical difficulties. So unfortunately, we're going to have to skip the set that Steve just wanted to play. So we're going to move on, as all good people do in times of crisis. Up next was a song from another time of crisis. As I said, I'm going to be playing some stuff over the next little while of what the record Cut the Crap should have been by The Clash, as opposed to a pile of SH Asterix T. It could have been a very listenable record. This is a great song that didn't even make it to the studio sessions, called In the Pouring Rain.
Thank you. I'm saying, girl, those tits are so damn beautiful. I'm saying, girl, those tits are so damn beautiful.
In my life. past the past we built. That's just the past we built. I know this sandcastle will survive the rising tide.
Yo, 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 yo. This is Equalizing X Distort on CIUT 89.5 FM. Stacey Eberpivas on the microphone. We started that set with a what was an unreleased Clash song up until the Future is Unwritten soundtrack. The song titled In the Pouring Rain was played live by the Clash at the Paramount Theater in Seattle on May 30th, 1984. It originally came out on a bootleg called Give 'Em Enough Dope, which came out from the 1984 Clash Mark II period, and again was re-released on a soundtrack for the documentary about Joe Strummer's life. Following that, we listened to a Clash-esque song by The Hostage Life, a local Toronto band that unfortunately broke up. The song was called Carbon Heart Radio off the record Walking Papers on Underground Operations. You can pick up their new record at juicebox.com.com for free. F-A-R-E-E, free. No money. No down payment. The record is free.
I think you need to consult a dictionary before.
I said F-R-E-E.
I think you said F-R-A-E-E.
No, I would not say A.
I'm pretty sure there was an A.
That was F-R-E-E. I would not say. That's Fre-E. Fre-E. The record is Fre-E. Followed by Pink Turns to Blue by Husker Du off the record Zen Arcade. This is from my man Darcy right behind me. That came off SST Records. And then we got to listen to Cross Your Fingers off the new record by The Orphan Choir, Windsor's own. It came off a label called Art of the Underground, which is run by, I think, members of Lemuria in Buffalo. So I'm going to throw the microphone over to Darcy.
Yeah.
All right, well, come over here.
All right. Hey. All right, so in a little while, there's a pretty great show coming up that we mentioned earlier with Duress coming in from Chicago, and they're playing with a couple other...
And I remember you played their demo feature, and I loved it.
Yeah, that was one of the first things I brought in when I first started doing the show about a year ago.
So now they're coming to town, which is great.
And now they're coming to town. And even better than that is they don't have a demo anymore. They have a 7-inch, and it's amazing.
I read a review.
It's what I like to call pure straight-edge hate. It's fucking brutal. It's like 10 minutes long for an entire record.
Yes!
For 10 minutes... For like, it's... How do you make a whole record and it's 10 minutes? That's like... I mean, it could be two songs if it's any other band. Anyway, it...
Or if you're MDC.
It just rips and it's crazy and it's fucking crazy. Anyway, we're going to listen to them right now. Without any further ado, it's Duress. They just put out a brand new 7-inch called Indifference. And this is the title track. It's Indifference by Duress. Yeah.
and that was, of course, 10-yard fight with a song called Line of Scrimmage, using a football metaphor for breaking edge and being in part of hardcore. Before that, we heard Dear Ass, and if you blinked, you miss it. It's about 50 seconds long of just total chaos, but I really highly recommend that 7-inch called Indifference from Chicago's Dear Ass. It's just, it's great. It's 10 minutes long, but man, they squeeze a whole lot of songs on there. The next thing we're going to listen to is a couple bands here from... the reason I put them together is they're both straight edge bands. Right? Anyway, so now we're going to put another two songs together. It's two bands from Europe. I mean, I don't know why I said that. That's the next thing coming up. Right now we're going to listen to Anti-Simex, who are from Europe. Sorry, they're from Sweden. And then Hell Nation from Kentucky. A little bit mixed up here. Anyway, Anti-Simex coming up right now off of Victims from a Bomb Raid. Pretty terrific 7-inch, if you ask me. Sort of, you know, one of the originators of D-beat and crust and that sort of heavier, well, not heavier, but darker punk sound in Europe. Anyway, and then I'm going to shut up. And then Hell Nation from Kentucky, pretty great band. Put out like, I don't know, I'd say like 10 or 15 7-inches. Their discography is unbelievable. They've been around since 1990. So anyway, almost 20 years now. So anyway, here's Anti-Simex.
Yeah.
All right, and that was Surrogate Activity, brand new song from that band, just released a little while ago. That demo was circling around the internet, and it's pretty great. Features Jules and also can't remember his name right now. Apologies if you're listening, but Jules from Market Thrasher and Rumors, as well as another bandmate from Rumors. I can't remember his name right now. But before that, we heard Boiling Over off of the title track off Trash City, which a pretty terrific band. And then before that, Hell Nation, Anti-Simex, 10-Yard Fight, and Dear S. That's what we've been listening to the last little while. Victims of a Bomb Raid, Fuck the Kids off Hell Nation, and Trash City. Anyway, we got one more song here before I pass it off to somebody else. I'm not sure what's coming up. We got Steve with a little set he's been throwing together.
New Oi Polloi.
And apparently it totally kicks ass. It's the best Oi Polloi song he's ever heard, so we're looking forward to that in just a minute. But first we're going to listen to Pure Hate, because why the hell not?
We'll be right back. part of the immortal culture to pass it on to the next generation. Cause we won't take it anymore. We won't take our chin. Don't stand in line, make your own event. Don't rip off your own, or you'll pay the price of the seeds that you sow. We're part of the part of the underdog culture. We're passing it on to the next generation. Cause we won't take it anymore. Cause we won't take it anymore. Life is a risk, someone said. Never hold back, don't leave with the dead. This is our legacy, we live and die by. Never give up, always one more try. We're part of the underdog culture. We're passing it on to the next generation. Cause we won't take it anymore. We're part of the underdog culture. We're passing it on to the next generation. We're gonna rise up, you will see. We're gonna move fast, cause the cops won't be.
Never seen a cross-dresser before. Well, he's queen. California, and Wade Driver was laying there in a dress and the cops were kicking his ass, and I said, you know, down in Texas we know that ain't no way to treat a lady. Well, he's queen. swear it takes a real man to wear a dress. Well, he's the queen.
We started off that set with Brand New White Polloi. Not my most favorite White Polloi song, but
sure, Steve.
There was some other stuff in there that is really good on this record. It's a brand new release. It's in Gaelic, so I don't know if I should attempt this, but I might. The city's called Ar Seol, Ar Canaan, Ar Aimak, and it's released on a Polish label. If this doesn't get weirder, the label is called Nick Nick Ni Wi. And it's out of somewhere in Poland, but I don't know exactly where. And anyway, all the titles on this release are in Gaelic, and it's in tribute to languages that are dying. The band makes the argument that there's over 6,000 different languages currently spoken on the planet, and within the next, by the end of the century, 90% of them will be extinct. So. They're trying to keep Gaelic alive by at least using titles. And I picked a song off this called Scribd Daigd 2323, which is an animal. It's a song about vivisection. And it goes back to their animal rights convictions. So I thought that was just pretty awesome that they're still sticking to that. Because, you know, a lot of us became vegetarians and became animal rights people because of Oi Polloi. They had that great song Stop Vivisection Now, and this sort of continues along in that same vein. So it's good to see them still sticking to their guns so many years later. After that, we heard sort of like an almost polar opposite band from Australia called Ammunition. This is a self-released CD called Unity and Rebellion. I don't know too much about this band other than that I think they're skinheads and that the singer's in jail. So they got a pretty bad
rap. For bank robbery.
Possibly, and they got a pretty bad rep there, but the music's kind of also a little bit unique, and the singer kind of speaks the lyrics instead of singing them, so
yes.
It's a little bit of a different take. It just kind of threw me for a loop a bit, so I anyway, was listening to it, and we heard a song off this called Won't Take It Anymore, and I just thought I'd, you know, Yeah. Well, I'm kind of just pulling together stuff that, because we don't have enough CDs here, so, and the turntables are fucked, yes, as usual. After
I
that
had
we
two
heard,
sets.
Yeah.
Of vinyl.
And so did I.
Hopefully next week.
Yeah. So after that, we heard the Greatest Hits. I don't know. They kind of look like a hipster band. But the music was very much like The Boys, kind of reminding me of like that early melodic punk from the first or second wave kind of thing. Very melodic. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I think they're from London, or from the UK, and this was released on a label called No Front Teeth. The song we heard off this is called Hang Ups. The Hickoids were next, brand new material from them. You know, cowpunk craziness. This is off of a new CD called Waltz Across Dress Texas, and we heard the song called Queen of the Barbecue.
It's an awesome song.
Yeah, it tells the tale of a crossdresser at the barbecue.
Yes.
So,
in case you didn't get that from the title.
No, and there seems to be, well, no, I think that might be the only cross-dressing song on this song, on this record. But anyway, it's brand new, and it's self-released on their own label called Soustex, so it's good to see that the band is keeping it DIY, nonetheless. Yes. And we finished up with the DIs with a song called People Like Me. This is off of a collection called Rare Cuts. It's released on Hepcat Records, and it's a bunch of sessions recorded between 1982 and 1992, and we took one from what is referred to as the Lucky Dog sessions, and I don't exactly know when this was recorded, but
it sounded like early Black Flag a little.
That
riff,
it was between 84 and 85, and it totally ripped off Black Flag and Circle Jerks. And
are they from LA?
They are. So
it's funny that they call themselves the DIs when there was a band called DI.
This is the same band.
Is that the same band?
Yeah.
With Casey from the Adolescents? I don't know if that's the same band.
It might not be.
Because it doesn't sound anything like that.
Axel G. Reese.
Yeah, I don't...
Axel Grease is the
right,
singer.
Okay. Yeah, because it was... DI was Casey Royer from the Adolescents. And they had that kind of... I don't know, Huntington Beach sound or whatever. More, you know.
I'm thinking it's the same band.
I don't think it's the same band.
I know, but we're going to disagree.
Why don't you guys?
We're not going to find out.
You got the interweb right in front of you.
Google it.
I'm.
Steve's too afraid of technology.
I'm pretty sure that
I'm a
right.
fucking Luddite.
Nothing wrong with that. We are setting him up a Facebook account
that should be
soon,
your email
so all
address.
Steve's old friends can look
you
him up.
You know what?
I'm a fucking
who cares? This is like rumor and gossip. That's what goes around the scene.
Yeah.
I'm saying it's the same DIs. You're not.
But no, because the other band's called DI.
I know.
But
he's just making it up.
Maybe they had a record label issue and they put the in front of the name so they could release the record.
I don't know what to tell you. I don't know much about them. I never followed DI much. I saw them play here once, and they were pretty rad. But, you know, really, aside from that...
I'm gonna follow up on
that's
this.
Fine. I just played it because it sounded like Black Flag.
It sounds good, though.
Yeah. So that brings us to the demo feature. This is a band we've been trying to get on for a couple weeks now.
Yep.
Called Total Trash. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I don't know. It's been a couple weeks here. We were trying to play it, and it's been a little bit tough to fit in with everything else because everyone else has got their plan of what they want to play and whatever. Anyway, Total Trash is from here, right here, Toronto. And I actually used to play in a band with the guitar player, and in fact, he wanted to call our band Total Trash, and I guess the idea stuck. He held on to the name, thought it was cool, and that's what he calls his new band. My good friend Andy Stammers used to be in Bored Stiff with me. Anyway, this is a brand new band that he's sort of the main man behind. He's responsible for all the memorable licks and riffs on here. Anyway, we got five songs recorded by Jonah Falco from Career Suicide and Fucked Up. It's awesome. It's great. Kicks ass. They played their first show just a couple weeks ago, opening for Career Suicide. How cool is that? And they're playing again in a little while with Duress, which we played earlier. That big show, Duress finally coming to town with Urban Blight and
March 20th.
And Purity Poison Control. Planet, or Purity Control, sorry. Yeah, so Total Trash playing the second show. Anyway, Here they are. And if the beginning sounds familiar, it's like a direct homage to Bad Choice, the best band in Toronto that never happened. You know what I mean? They existed for a couple of months. So they do the intro exactly the same. Anyway, Total Trash, brand new shit. Okay, that's Total Trash. We got one more song here before we finish out the night. Thanks so much for listening. As always, you can check out the Equalizing Distort blog tomorrow, or actually just a couple minutes after, and we'll have the show up if you miss it, or you can check it out if it's normally too late to listen to, check it out the next day. Anyway, it's the very last song we got here. It's the last song on the Total Trash demo. That's what you've been listening to the last couple minutes. New local band, kick-ass stuff. This last song here is called New York, about our lovely toxic city, Toronto. Thanks so much. Hear you guys. Tune in next week. And I think...
Thrash Hard.
Thrash Hard. And come to Total Thrash next show. They got tapes and they got a blog and everything. So support this band.
This is CIUT 89.5 FM, the University of Toronto Community Radio Station. Available across Canada on Star Choice National Satellite Service Channel 826 and broadcasting worldwide at www.ciut.fm.
Been missed.